From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. U.S. military personnel serving overseas are not being forgotten on this Thanksgiving holiday. President Obama celebrating his first Thanksgiving in the Oval Office called 10 U.S. servicemen and women serving abroad to express holiday good wishes. Troops in Afghanistan and Iraq were also served special Thanksgiving dinners today. In Iraq, Sergeant Chelsea Clem with the Wisconsin National Guard says celebrating Thanksgiving in Iraq puts a lot of things in perspective.
This really makes you miss being at home and all of the pleasures and liberties you have at home.
A special version of a Thanksgiving Day meal is also being helicoptered to a group of soldiers headquartered on a nearly 7,000-foot-high peak in Afghanistan today. China has pledged to limit emissions of so-called greenhouse gases, but as NPR's John Hamilton reports, the limits are voluntary and pegged to economic development.
The news came a day after President Obama offered a provisional greenhouse gas target for the U.S. Chinese officials responded with a pledge to reduce what they called carbon intensity. That's a level of carbon emissions tied to the gross domestic product. So the nation would cut the amount of carbon emitted for every dollar's worth of goods and services in the economy. Under the plan, carbon intensity in 2020 would be 40% to 45% lower than it was in 2005. But the approach means that if China's economy continues to grow quickly, its overall emissions of greenhouse gases will continue to rise. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Agents at the U.S.-Mexico border seized nearly $60 million in cash illegally bound from Mexico during the past year. While that number was up, the number of illegal immigrants trying to cross into the country was down. More from NPR's Ted Robbins.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection greatly increased its inspection of southbound vehicles this year, trying to slow the flow of the fruits of drug trafficking, money and guns. 50% more narcotics were seized coming into the country in the last fiscal year as well. The government credits increased enforcement, which also resulted in 23% fewer illegal immigrants apprehended trying to cross between ports of entry along the Mexican border. Many immigration experts, though, say that decline probably has more to do with the lack of construction and service jobs immigrants typically come to the U.S. for. Nonetheless, Congress has repeatedly said it needs evidence that border enforcement is more effective before it will debate any immigration reform. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Concerns about possible debt exposure in Dubai rattled European banks today, causing their shares to post their biggest fall in 6 months. The drop in bank shares overseas comes as United Arab Emirates city is now so deeply mired in debt it's asking for a six-month reprieve. Dubai World is asking creditors for a standstill on some $60 billion in debt. Wall Street is closed today for the holiday. This is NPR. Amid an enormous recall and a fall-off in sales resulting from the weak economy, Japanese automaker Toyota is now warning its managers their annual bonuses will be cut. The automaker has notified 8,700 of its managers in Japan to expect a 20% reduction in their winter bonuses. Toyota this week announced what is being called the most costly recall in U.S. history of the company to replace 4 million of its vehicles' gas pedals. In addition to salary, Japanese workers at major companies traditionally get twice-a-year bonus payments based on the company's performance. Russia's prison service has admitted it is partly responsible for the death of a lawyer being held in a Moscow detention center. 37-year-old Sergei Magnitsky was detained nearly a year ago on tax evasion charges. NPR's Anne Garrels has more.
In a dramatic turnabout, a senior official with Russia's prison service has said there were clear violations. Without providing more details, he said the Magnitsky case had put a serious stain on Russia's judicial system. After Magnitsky's death, officials initially denied the young lawyer had complained about lack of medical care, though his lawyers presented detailed evidence to the contrary. An outcry from human rights groups forced President Medvedev to launch an official investigation. Magnitsky was a witness for a foreign investment fund which claimed corrupt Russian officials had embezzled millions of dollars. The same officials then accused Magnitsky of tax fraud. His lawyers say officials tried to blackmail him into giving testimony in their favor by withholding medical treatment. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
Oil on global markets fell $1.42 a barrel today. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.